It's now 15 minutes before 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Early Edition on CBC Radio 1690 on your AM dial, 88.1 on your FM band. We kick off the Chinese New Year today with a look at China's recent past. Now, 30 years ago, the rise and fall of something called the Democracy Wall was big news. For a few short weeks, the wall signaled change in China and led to the catchphrase, Spring in Beijing. Wei Jingsheng is known as the man who built the Democracy Wall. We reached him this morning with translator Huang Tuping in Washington, D.C. We spoke to them late last week. Can you take us back 30 years? What was the Democracy Wall and how did it all happen?
It was initially started with the people who were wrongfully treated, and they put their petitions on the wall and urged for the society's attention. But later on, it involved those young people went to there to post their political ideas.
And why then did the Chinese government put you in jail for 18 years?
Because at that time we had a magazine and where we proposed China must have a democracy and that's the true feature, good future for China, and that's why I got put in jail.
What was that 18 years like?
It was not easy. It was worse than what people could imagine. That 18 years was very lonely, so it was worse than all the punishment or including torture could bear, could apply to you.
Mr. Wei, how do you feel about China now then, that this is a much different China than it was 30 years ago?
Yes, indeed, it is totally different than what it was, because nowadays most Chinese realize that if they want to have a good life, then China must have a democracy. And also the current leadership in China is different as well. Before, they were the people who believe in communism, but nowadays it is really controlled by the very minority people who use the money and the power to be in their position. That's a class of bureaucratic capitalists. And the third difference is that currently there is a huge disparity between rich and the poor, and very majority people who could not even make a living. Reform alone is not enough. We need a total change.
Do you think you'll see democracy in your lifetime, true democracy?
If I don't run into a car accident, then I think soon we will see a democracy in China.
Mr. Wei, what do you think the legacy is of the 1979 Democracy Wall?
I think the most important thing is that when the Chinese Communist Party was talking about let's have some economic change so we have food in our stomach, we proposed the political reforms. And the current reality in China since 30 years ago, has proved exactly what we said was correct.
Are you optimistic about the future? Where do you see China in the next 30 years?
There will have a huge change in China in the next 30 years because Chinese people could not tolerate anymore of the rule of the Chinese Communist Party. So I think that we'll have a huge change in the next 30 years, maybe even next 10 years.
Mr. Wei, thank you so much. Madam Wang, thank you very much. Gong hei fa choy.
Thank you. Gong xi fa chai.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Wei Jingsheng, China's top human rights activist. He led the Democracy Wall movement for Beijing 30 years ago, and he now lives in exile in Washington, D.C. Tune in tomorrow for part two of our look at China's path to democracy in celebration of the Year of the Ox. We'd like to know what you think of what you've just heard. You can offer your thoughts on TalkBack at 604-662-6690, 604-662-6690, or email us. Our email address is early@vancouver.cbc.ca.